Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, so that is actually a statistic from the U.S. Highway Administration. So that's something that we got from there. It's actually tied with two other cities, substantially larger, Boston and Chicago. So all of these cities about 20 times higher than those with the lowest parking rates.
Now, what kind of parking spots are we talking about when you're taking these things into consideration? Does that include all of the free spots that we have, too? Is it just private lots, a mix of both?
That would include the average for a private parking garage.
Okay, so looking at part of the whole picture when it comes to parking, but some of the private lots definitely more expensive than what you're seeing in some of the other cities. What were some of those cities that were comparable to Buffalo?
Boston and Chicago were tied with Buffalo. New York City was actually more like $25, San Diego more like $24, so pretty large cities across the board. I would say Buffalo was the smallest of all of those for those very high parking rates.
Did you tend to notice in that category that some of the smaller cities were toward the front end of it, the best places in terms of how much you're paying to park, and Buffalo was stuck around bigger cities, maybe not where you would expect it to be?
Yes. Some of the lowest parking rates were in places like Greensboro, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Fort Wayne, Indiana. So definitely smaller cities. They usually tend to be more in the South or in the Midwest as well. So lower cost of living to begin with.
Now, your report looked at driving as a whole, and on the part of driving conditions, I guess Buffalo didn't fare too well either.
No, Buffalo beat out Cleveland, Seattle, Portland for the most days with precipitation. It ranked very last for that specific metric.
All right, so a couple of scores where we didn't do too well, but Buffalo didn't make the top 10 worst cities to drive in. So what does Buffalo have on places like San Francisco, Philadelphia, that we can, you know, hang our hat on?
So these cities tend to have more expensive gas prices, even more expensive cars, usually fluctuates by $1,000 or $2,000 depending on where you live. So all of these cities had it beat there, and just more traffic and a little bit less in terms of infrastructure. Some of the best cities to drive in, obviously more ideal weather too. Raleigh, North Carolina, Orlando, Florida, El Paso, Texas, cheaper across the board, cheaper on gas, cheaper on cars, cheaper on maintenance, and just easier to get around.
So while Buffalo's paying more for parking, maybe we're paying less for gas than in some of the other cities.
Exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.